I want to reflect, as we've been doing, on the psalm. But before I do, I just want to point out how much Jesus trusted Mary. She knows that. That the fathers of the church spoke this way. She conceived the word in her spirit before she conceived him in her body, because she loved him and obeyed him. And so, but then the promise is, you see, whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother to me. That person can give birth to the word in his own spirit and in the spirit of others. So it's quite a beautiful text. And of course, as John Paul II points out, Our Lady grew in faith. Our Lady learned as that all unfolded. She didn't have like one of those GPS things, you know, knowing exactly where everything's going to go. She knew the scriptures, so she knew how it was going to end. But I just, as I heard Father John reading, I just thought, can you see her standing there? She gets it. It's not for her that the Lord said that. Now I want to look at the psalm. We've been doing that. The first, as I've said, you know, I got to get a new one of these psalters. It's always the transition between the first reading and the second, usually paying more attention to the first reading. Let's see if I have time. I just thought this is a psalm of entrance into the temple. The temple. We heard the reading where the ark, where the Torah is kept. The will of God, the word of God, the Torah. You know, the Jews have such respect for the Bible that when one wears out or something, they put it in a special place called the Genitza. It's a room walled off like a corner over there with a little window, and they just put them in there. They would never burn them. They would never destroy them, but they're put in there. So, of course, when now we find one of those, we have a treasure of new manuscripts and new... The Lord saw ahead that we could be very helped by those in trying to make it, a text. So this is the entrance into the temple where God dwells. That's why Jesus could say, destroy this temple, because I'm God. God dwells here. And in 3 days, I'll build it up again, a new one. The church, his body. But you see, we have here this pilgrim liturgy. I'm just going to read. It's a poem in Hebrew. I just thought you might like to hear a couple lines to hear how it goes. L'Adonai haaretz u'milua tavel v'yoshiba v'hu al ha'yamayim yusadeh v'al nacharod yibenecha. And you just heard it in English, you see. The Lord's is the earth and everything that fills it. The earth, the table, you see, and everybody who dwells on it. They all belong to the Lord. And he established it on water, the earth. Now, that may have really been their cosmology, but it's saying the whole of existence is floating. And it's up to God to keep it in existence, you see. It's not a big, flat globe flying around. I mean, if you have any idea where it really is, just a little globe in a corner of the universe spinning around. But God keeps it going, you see. So, what are the qualifications for entering the temple? Now, the other expression is to see God. To go to the law is that all the males must come 3 times a year to appear to see me. Now, that was too strong for some of the later scribes, and they put that to be seen by me. But the text is saying to see me, meaning to come and know me. To come, see, and you come where? To my house, where I dwell, where I have the expression of my word in the ark. And that's what we celebrate with this first reading, you see. And so, and it goes on then, you see, well, who is this person? He is the one who has clean hands and pure heart. That means his actions, everything he does with his body. You see, his hands, the hands are the symbol of the body. Whatever you do with your body, but then also with your heart. So who will be the one who will ascend the mountain of the Lord? That's John of the Cross's whole image, right? We grow in holiness as we climb this mountain of the Lord. Who will stand in his holy place? You see, the man with clean hands and pure heart. Now that pure heart, isn't that the prayer in Psalm 51? Create a clean heart. Now bara, create, only God creates. The word comes, I forgot how many times, but the subject of that verb is always God, no one else. So what we're praying for here is that he do a miracle. He purify our hearts. Only God can do that. You see? And then clean hands. So our actions, what we do with our body, is holy and upright and pure. Those are the ones who enter into the sanctuary and see God, know God. You see? And so, that's the first part of the thing, and that he doesn't swear. Doesn't swear. How do they translate it here? Loosely, I guess we would say. This is the one. And he'll so receive blessings from the Lord, reward from the God who saves him. Blessed are the men who seek him. Seek the face. That's what we go to the temple for. You see? That's what we're here for. Well, we're not going to see him with our bodily eyes. But if our hearts are pure and we're ready to just do the will of God, we will see him. We will know him. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And so this psalm continues in this beautiful refrain. I have a couple more minutes. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob. The rule of Saint Benedict prescribed that if someone wants to join the monastery, first you make it difficult to get in. Leave him at the door for a few days, literally. Nowadays people, anyway, make it tough. Find out if they really mean it. Then assign him to one of the old seniors who knows how to win over souls. And that old man has as his main job with that young fellow to discern, si vere Deum querit, if he's really looking for God. That's the qualification. That means, you know, he'll be fervent. He'll be with the brethren wherever they are. He'll pray. He'll obey the Lord. He'll be open with this man. Si vere Deum querit. And so this one sees him. Such are the men who seek him. And then the people outside, this is a liturgy going on outside the temple, see? Gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter. The King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The King of Glory is Adonai. You see? The mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. Who is the one who right now restrains the forces of evil and will always do that? The Lord. So it's our own little liturgy of entrance into the temple. You want to enter in and see God? Then make sure you have clean hands and a pure heart. And the Holy Spirit will help you with that. He'll show us every 3 minutes what he wants of us. And as we do that, we clarify, we cleanse our bodies, and we fix our souls, our hearts on God, you see, then, as is promised, we will dwell with him.